It's 3:30 and it's Tuesday, and you know what that means. Great music and great conversation coming up on the programme. We've got Nicky Hamill from IWA Sports, and we've also got Gerald O'Herlihy from MMS Medical as well. It's going to be a great show with lots of great music. Of course, you can get in contact with us as always on 087-6944-500. Again, that's 087-6944-500. Do get in contact, because I'd love to hear what you have to say. So now joining me by phone, we have Nicky Hamill, who is the is involved in IWA Sports in Dublin in the head office. Hi, Nicky. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Rona.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thanks a million for having me on.
Yeah, it's, you know, something I absolutely love and adore the Irish Wheelchair Association sports section, because it's a very, very important and integral part of the disability community, and it always offers an awful lot of facilities. Tell me a little bit about what IWA Sports is offering in Dublin at the moment, Nicky.
In Dublin, yeah, well, we've arrived a wide range of sports and activities going on. Basically, we are based in Clontarf in Dublin 3. In Northside Dublin, that's where our sports HQ is. We've quite a number of sports running from our facility here. We're very fortunate to have a sports hall and a gym here in Clontarf. Mm. And in the hall, we do any sport you can pretty much think of, from indoor athletics, to wheelchair rugby, to wheelchair basketball, table tennis, wheelchair sevens, wheelchair rugby. And then we also have our gym as well upstairs, which our local members can use. So there's a good range of activities here in Dublin for our members.
And so, gosh, I didn't realise out in Clontarf you had a gym as well. Tell me a little bit about that facility, because that's news to me.
Yeah, we have a gym here in our facility since 2003. Mm-hmm. It's been primarily Department of Sport capital grant funded. As I said, it's open since 2003. It's a dual-use gym, which means that the equipment in the gym is accessible to both the general public and also to wheelchair users. Mm. So the seats can pop out quite easily, and a wheelchair user can quite easily just access any of the equipment. But like that, the gym, there's 500 members in the gym. It really suits the local public as well.
So if people want to join that and they have a disability, what is the cost to join?
Yeah, the cost for our own members, which generally speaking, anyone who has a physical disability is either entitled or already is a member of IWA Sport or the Irish Wheelchair Association. And the cost for the year is €55, which is obviously very reasonable.
That's fantastic.
And with that, they get the exact same benefits as any of the local gyms or standard gyms in most communities. They'll come in, they'll get an induction. We'll ask them what they're trying to get out of their gym visit, if you like, and their program. And we tailor a program to suit their needs. And the staff are very well qualified in the area of physical disability as well. So it's really good service. So it is really good equipment. You'll pretty much find most things here that you will everywhere else. So we try and really promote it as a gym, as a benchmark that other leisure centres and gyms should be in terms of the inclusive equipment. So we're always open our door is always open to other leisure centres and gyms as well for them to come in and have a look at the type of equipment that we have. It's not very technical stuff or rocket science. So as I said, we're always open to other facilities coming in and speaking to us about the equipment that we have. We'd like to see it in other gyms, to be honest with you, around the country too.
Wonderful. And so most of your sports that are available are mainly, I would have thought, geared towards people who are juniors. Am I right in thinking that, or is there some services for more older members of the disability community?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would feel that that our programs are quite evenly split, really. We have a wide range of programs across the main sports. Mm. Our highest participation sports are wheelchair basketball, athletics, and table tennis. Right. And we would find there's quite an even mix there between junior and adult members. So there is a nice balance between both.
Okay, and so that's what's happening in Dublin. That's what's happening in the capital. What's happening around the rest of the country?
Yeah, well, as the NGB, really, we focus on a lot of national programmes as well. Mm. For the year ahead, we're going to once again roll out an Athletics Grand Prix, and that will entail 9 competitions throughout the country. They're literally dotted all around the country this year, from Santry to Waterford to Cork to Laois to Galway. There's a good spread. We're even hoping to go up to the northeast for the first time this year. We don't have the date just confirmed or the venue just confirmed, but we're looking at either Clonus or Navan, one of those areas as well, up the kind of north of the country. So, as I said, it's our Athletics Grand Prix is quite a popular event, with good numbers attending, and it's something that we roll out all around the country.
If there's somebody who's listening to our programme at the moment and they're saying, well, I have a disability and my mobility isn't brilliant and it's not at its optimum and I'm quite limited, and they're saying, well, there's no way I can get involved in sports, what would your thoughts be if they said that?
Yeah, I think, and of all the sports that I've just mentioned, I think athletics is probably the best example of, it really is a very, very inclusive sport. Mm. In all of our sports, there's what's known as a classification model, and it basically offers our members an opportunity to compete on a like-for-like basis. Mm. So you'll compete or get involved in a particular sport, and you'll, as I said, get involved with somebody else who has a disability of similar type as yourself. Right. So it's a level playing field, really. And as I said, athletics really is fantastic in that there's so many ranges from classification ranges from the seated athlete to the standing athlete who has a disability as well. So
there's room for everybody. There really is room for. So there really is room for everybody.
Absolutely, yeah, it surely is.
And then, so as you said yourself so nicely, Nikki, you are matching genuinely like for like, so it's an equilibrium between everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. It is, I'll be perfectly honest with you, a little bit more difficult in some sports because we don't necessarily have all the numbers, but certainly in some other sports, there's a very, very good opportunity to match like for like, and I would say that athletics is probably the best example.
Fantastic.
Where you can get involved and compete on a like-for-like basis.
If somebody's listening at home and they want to get involved with the Irish Wheelchair Association, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, well, our website is www.iwasport.com. Mm-hmm. We're also on Facebook, so it's Facebook/IWASport. And also we are on Twitter, which is @IWASport as well. So any of those mediums, really. We all our contact details are on either our Facebook page or, as I said, the website or Twitter. So we can take messages or queries via any of those forums. So we can.
And if people want to get involved and come and try days, I'm assuming there are a couple of different events running throughout the year in different locations for people to get involved if they want to.
Generally speaking, we direct our members towards actual events that are up and running. We would find that the events are a lot more sustainable as opposed to come and try.
Okay.
As I said, we just encourage people, particularly new members, to literally get involved and get right in at the deep end as soon as possible. So there's club opportunities in Cork, in Dublin, in Galway, and it's escaping me where our other club is, RD as well. And these clubs are open to junior members from the ages of 5 upwards to 18 as well.
Wonderful.
And within the junior club model, they can literally sample all of our sports in a non-competitive environment.
Yeah, because you want to be able to see what's suiting you and what you have a natural growth to and what you really like. And you don't have to do something competitively. You can just do it for fun. So you have the option of doing something for fun and just as a hobby, or maybe getting into it on a competitive level. The choice is always there.
That's it, exactly. Mm. That's it. We have both the recreational participation competitive. It's up to yourself. You can go as far as you like, really, with us.
That's fantastic. Nikki, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today. I have no doubt you and I are going to be speaking on the programme further down the road as events and activities come up throughout the year. But thank you very much for now. Thank you.
No problem at all.
And joining me now by phone is Garrod O'Herlihy from MMS Medical. Hello, Garrod.
Hello, Rona. Nice to talk to you.
I'm good. How's MMS these days? All well?
MMS is very good. We're keeping good now. I must admit, The weather has picked up, and I must admit that people are now thinking about getting out and about and getting mobile again.
Excellent stuff, which is always a very, very good thing. Now, you've got offices in Cork, in Dublin and in Galway, so you're busy, busy people.
We are, I suppose, a lot of companies tend to be headquartered in Dublin. We're the opposite. We're actually headquartered in Cork, where our main offices are, but we still have about half our workforce based up in Dublin, and we have a satellite office in Galway with two people. So it just makes getting to our customers much easier when we're based in different locations.
Fantastic. And so, Gerard, for our listeners who are listening at the moment, tell me a little bit about Munster Medical Supplies, its origin and the services that you provide.
MMS was founded back in 1986. As you say, originally it was called Munster Medical Supplies when we originally only catered for our customers in the Munster area. Some years after, we decided that we needed to offer a more nationwide appeal, and with the name Munster going up to Dublin, we found that it would be easier to rebrand as MMS Medical. Mm. A lot of people in the Munster area still call us Munster Medical, but for the last 15-16 years, we've been available nationwide. Mm. The origins of the business is that my father worked for a very large Irish medical company, and he found that in the Munster area at the time, there just wasn't any solutions to purchase equipment. Mm. Also, believe it or not, back 20 years ago, there wasn't actually any products such as lightweight wheelchairs, power wheelchairs, even though now they may seem commonplace. Back then, they didn't exist. So he's carved a niche trying to import them from the UK from a company called Beck, which is rebranded Sunrise. And the idea was born to try and introduce a range of manual and powered electric wheelchairs into Ireland. So very humble beginnings, but now obviously we were quite a big player in the Irish market.
Mm. And so that's going back to 1986. But
yeah.
In today's world, what services do you have for people with disabilities who are interested in getting involved with MMS?
Well, currently, I suppose it's fair to say that our largest customer would be the HSE, but we do deal directly with private clients. We deal with nursing homes. We deal with a lot of charitable organisations. Very often, our solution that we provide is that we're the equipment specialist. A lot of time, we're working alongside the occupational therapist, either in the community or in the nursing home or in the hospital, where they will be the specialists in deciding the type of equipment. And sometimes our team can assist in ensuring that the widest range is available. So a lot of the time, the equipment selection is crucial in terms of building in some future-proofing. And very often, a lot of the occupational therapists and the private users will look to us for that. Mm. We rent equipment, we sell equipment, we hire equipment, we loan equipment from time to time, we install equipment, we service a lot of the equipment that we sell and install ourselves. So we have quite a busy team. Of course, you need to be adaptable when you live in an island and you have to travel from Donegal to West Cork and from Galway to Wicklow. You have to be pretty adaptable.
Yes, you do. And as you said there and listed off so nicely, so many of the wonderful services that you provide. But one of the most interesting things that I found about Munster Medical Supplies, and I've been dealing with companies since I was about 18, so I think I was probably one of your first customers in Cork at the time, because God, I think we go back a very, very long time, is that ye rent equipment to people who need that. Tell me a little bit more about that, Gerard, because that's very interesting and very important.
That's right. I suppose one of the issues about a lot of the equipment that we provide is that sometimes there can be a necessity for a short term, meaning that somebody may break a leg and may find themselves up in plaster for a number of weeks. Sometimes a person may have a relative visiting from abroad, maybe somebody going on a two-week holiday. And what you tend to find is that people's requirements is sometimes not to purchase the equipment, but to trial it with a view of buying it or maybe hiring it for a shorter period, maybe a weekend, a holiday. And a number of years ago, somebody came to us and said, look, there seems to be in the UK a lot of companies who provide this, but in Ireland, the Irish Wheelchair Association do provide a loaner service of a wheelchair, but when it comes to power wheelchairs or scooters or hoists or beds, there seems to be a big gap in the market. So we asked a lot of our customers what they felt would be the offering they would require. And about 3 years ago, we came up with an idea called Rehab Rentals. Rehab rentals is a concept where if somebody is thinking of buying a product and they just want to try it for a couple of days, a week, a month, before they make that decision, they can do it. Or again, if it's a case they're going on a holiday and they need to hire equipment, then we provide that. So it provides a solution when somebody doesn't want to make the commitment to purchasing. We have looked at leasing. However, we haven't been able to find a financial institution willing to lease equipment. But on short-term hire, we do it ourselves, where we have a fleet of power chairs, scooters, beds, hoists, and manual wheelchairs. And we provide them for from a day right up to 6 months if you require it.
But that's fantastic, because if, as you said yourself, if somebody's interested in thinking about buying a piece of equipment, rather than them just buying it and then realising, well, actually, this isn't so suitable to me, they can come and try it for a while, not just for a day or two, but for a couple of weeks, as you say, up to 6 months, if needs be, depending on the circumstance, and then come back and really have good, proper sense of the equipment.
Yeah, we had an interesting call there a couple of weeks ago. I think a customer from Wicklow who had an elderly relative, and they were looking at possibly getting a scooter for the relative, but they were afraid to commit the money. They had tried it, but they couldn't tell during the period of the demonstration whether the relative would be able to drive it or not. So they said, look, we'd like to hire it for a month. And we made the agreement that when they hired it for a month, if they purchased it, we would give them what they paid for the hire off the cost of the product. If they decided not to proceed after the month, then that was fine. As it happens, the gentleman in question was able to manage it and made the decision to purchase it. But as he said, only made that decision after trying it for about 2 weeks first.
Yeah, I think that's very, very important, because sometimes with businesses in this area, it can be quite rigid and there isn't enough flexibility. And in this climate and within this market, you do have to be as flexible as you can be. The other very interesting thing about it as well is if somebody's wheelchair breaks down and they need to get it repaired by MMS, but they don't have a spare chair or a spare backup, then you can give them that backup chair so they're not confined, or they're not stuck, or they don't have to stay at home while their other chair is fixed, or whatever.
Agreed. Sometimes the delay in fixing a lot of the equipment in this business area is the delay in getting the spare parts from the manufacturer. Very often, companies like MMS will deal with multiple suppliers, and sometimes those suppliers may have to order from their supplier a part. And that can lead to delays in getting the product in. It's nothing to do with the cost. It's nothing to do with paying for the freight charge. It's simply to do with the logistics of the supplier getting it to us. Obviously, if you're using a manual wheelchair or a powered wheelchair or any essential piece of equipment, you can't often wait that long. So we will provide a loan of a chair or as close as to the product they've got as possible. Obviously, with very specialist equipment, that's not always possible, because sometimes maybe speciality controls may not be available. But if it's a standard product like a manual wheelchair, power wheelchair, we'll provide that at no cost while the person's waiting to have their chair fixed or replaced.
And that's at no cost?
At no cost.
And is that a certain period of time, or is that...?
Well, usually if it's a case that a product is being repaired, then obviously it's during the duration that the product we're waiting for the spare part to come in. If we have a client who has no chair to use when their own is waiting a part, well, it only seems sensible and logistical that we give them a loan of products. Now, it's not always possible. We would have quite a large fleet, but sometimes maybe a particular size or type may not lend itself. But invariably, our demo fleet will allow us to give something to the customer whilst they're waiting. Usually, a spare part shouldn't take more than a week or 10 days to come in from a supplier based on where they're located.
If somebody wants to rent a manual chair at the moment, and let's say they want to rent it for a week, roughly, what would the cost be?
Firstly, we have a website, our MMS website, which has these details. Also, if somebody does a search on Google with rehab rentals, they'll actually take them to a separate page which indicates all the products, the terms and conditions, the questions, short, long-term rental. Also, the costs are there as well. Approximately €40 is the cost for a week if somebody wants to hire a chair. Sometimes it may only be for a weekend. They may only want it from Friday to Saturday or Sunday. But we have fixed it so that a 1 week cost shouldn't exceed €40.
Yeah, because it needs to make sense. It needs to not break the bank either for them, because it's just a short term thing. And Garrod, with the power chair, that kind of costing.
Yeah, the power chair can be a little bit more complicated, not so much in terms of the provision of the service, but more in terms of the managing of the cost. A manual wheelchair costs approximately 500 to 800 euro to buy. Mm. So if you provide it for 40 euro, it might be on hire for a week or two. With power chairs, there's bigger issues, the cost. Some of these chairs can cost up to 5,000 or 10,000 euro. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's the safety concerns. Is a person able to manage it? Meaning if it's a new customer to power chair. So we have some concerns, and we're very selective in making sure that the person is safe and suitable to drive a power chair. Mm-hmm. If it's an existing user who's got a power chair and just needs it while their own is being repaired, then that's completely different, mm-hmm. or if they're upgrading. But our concern would be somebody ringing us wanting to hire a power chair, may not be safe or suitable, so we're selective. We have hired them. I think approximately 120 euro for a week is the cost. And that includes, obviously, the batteries and the charger to go with it. It tends to be that the most popular products that are hired, in actual fact, are either the manual wheelchair or beds. Believe it or not, beds is quite a popular one as well. Home care beds, maybe they've got a relative coming home for hospital for a short period or a prolonged period, and they can't get access to a specialised bed, a high-low bed. So beds, hoists and manual wheelchairs tend to be the top three items that are hired.
And you were also, Gerard, speaking about if somebody wants to buy equipment and installing it in their home, and you were saying that you do that as well.
Yes, we're also very, very heavily involved in Ireland in the installation and sales of Stairless, which is a chair appliance to get you from the bottom of the stairs to the top of the stairs. Mm. That can be for a straight stairs, which can be a straightforward rail that sits on top of the stairs and will take you up that. Or it can be as complicated as a curved lift that will go around corners. And it can go around a number of corners, even take you to a number of different flights. Right. We've put in these into buildings where you'll sit on at the bottom of the stairs and you'll travel on a continuous rail, maybe up one, two flights. When it comes to hiring products to go onto stairs, we do rent or hire straight stair lifts. It's impossible to hire a curved lift because you actually have to make a rail to suit that lift, to suit that stairs to begin with. So we do provide a service where we will provide a straight stair lift installation. Sometimes it can be whilst people are waiting for maybe accessing a disabled person's grant, DPG, or sometimes it can be well, maybe the members of the family are collecting or fundraising or maybe getting money funds together. So there have been occasions, again, where people have said, look, I don't have the money to buy a stair lift. Is it possible that you can hire us one? And we will normally enter into agreement with them where we have an installation cost, which is the cost of installing it and taking it out. I think that's about 200 euro plus VAT. And then we charge something in the region of about 75 euro a week for the installation period. Sometimes people will have a straight stair lift installed for a short term, and it turns into a longer term. So therefore, they'll be halfway through the period when we will say, look, it might be better, more in your interest to consider purchasing the stair lift now that you've paid so much on rent rather than continuing to rent. One story springs to mind where somebody hired it for a month. And a year and a half later, they were still paying a monthly charge until we said, look, you've paid for the lift at this stage. Let's say the lift is yours and we stop the payments.
Well, you see, there you go. There's integrity for you. I mean, it's really just about accommodating people. And I've always found that MMS has always, at its core, been about supporting its customers. Always. Always.
Yeah. Thanks, Rona. We're a family business. I've been in this most of my life, all my working life, my brother and my sister. And a lot of the people in MMS are in MMS because they care, I suppose. You wouldn't last very long in this industry if you didn't care, because it's an extremely tight community. Mm. People talk to each other. They know what's going on. Mm. And
it's word of mouth.
Company,
yeah, it's word
yes,
of mouth.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
And what also I really like about Munster Medical Supplies, or MMS, see, I'm going back to the old system because I'm from Cork,
yes.
Is also that you have people with and without disabilities working in your organisation.
Yes, we have. Things change over the years. I suppose we went through a period where we've had occupational therapists. We now have a number of physiotherapists. We've also have had a number of people with disabilities, both working on a paid full time and also working part time, voluntary basis, working in the company from time to time. Mm. I suppose over the last couple of years, it's been much easier to keep the workforce together as the recession has bit. But before that, I suppose people were more transient. They're coming and going. Mm. But we've had quite a steady team now for a number of years. We have had a couple of new sales guys come in recently, and we've been lucky enough that a couple of physiotherapists have joined the company, which helps on the clinical side, because things have changed dramatically in the last 10 to 15 years in terms of equipment purchase and provision. Once upon a time, it was price orientated and specifications. Now it's clinical suitability and making sure that the product that's being prescribed for the person is suitable to the prognosis and the long-term use. So things have changed dramatically. There's a lot more technical side to the prescription of equipment than there was maybe a number of years ago.
Mm. And Gareth, I'm absolutely delighted to say that MMS is very supportive of Greater Dublin Independent Living, which is the organisation that I'm working for. And I know that you're going to be leaving me borrow some equipment of yours throughout the year for different events that I'm going to be involved in as well. So really do appreciate that support from MS in the first place. So thank you for that. And I'm interested and keen to, you know me, I'm always looking for new fandangled things, and very interested to come in and check out new equipment that you have in stock at the moment. Anything exciting in stock at the moment?
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that. The biggest show for equipment in our field is held each year in Dusseldorf. It's an exhibition called Rehacare.
Yeah.
It normally happens about October, November, and every 2 years the big wheelchair companies tend to exhibit all their new products. The year just passed, we spotted an exciting product which was not something that was completely new, as in I have seen items like it before, but never as good as this. It's an attachment onto a manual wheelchair to effectively give people more independence and freedom over longer distances and rough ground. Mm. Met them in Rehacare in October, communicated with them. Company from Barcelona, nice story, set up by a guy who had a motorcycle accident a number of years ago and couldn't find a product to meet his needs in terms of giving him some freedom. Mm. Essentially what it is that it's a one-wheel device that clicks onto the front of the wheelchair, and it raises the front two casters off the ground. Mm-hmm. And allows the person to effectively, it's like a motorbike-style driving. It can reach speeds of up to 15 kilometres an hour, and with range of about 35 kilometres. And it's exciting. We've just put it up on our Facebook page. We've just found that it's a type of product that as soon as you see it and you try it, you get the bug, you want it. So that's pretty exciting.
That is exciting. The company
is called Batec, B-A-T-E-C, possibly for a lot of your listeners. The best way to see it in person is probably just to go on YouTube. They've got lots of YouTube videos on it. Mm. I've witnessed it. I've been on public transport. I've been around Barcelona on one in terms of being trained.
What was that experience like, Arrowed? Nerve-wracking?
I must admit that even though I'm dealing with wheelchairs and prescribing them and measuring people for them for 25 years, I didn't really know what it was like until I actually sat into one and was asked to go on public transport. I thought I knew a lot about wheelchairs. I actually didn't know anything until I actually saw what it was like for people not to step out of your way, to find that there was lips into doorways, to try and reach handles. It was only then that I actually found that I knew what people were experiencing being in a wheelchair. Yeah. And I would consider myself up to date with wheelchairs, but not the use of chairs. Yeah. It opened my eyes.
I bet it did. And I think that's probably a fundamentally very important thing for somebody to do who doesn't have a disability, who works in the sector in any way, shape or form, is to sit in a chair, sit in a power chair, a manual chair, and just have that experience, because you can't even describe that experience to somebody. You have to really experience it for yourself.
Agreed. I think a lot of the people in our company, maybe in our industry, they're used to maybe going to exhibitions, maybe going to people's houses, hospitals, nursing homes. But to actually get into a chair and to travel through a shopping centre, through a car park, out onto public transport, onto a train, get off, down through cobble streets, I don't think you actually know what it's like until you experience it. Mm. And one of my engineers who was with me said the same. Now, bear in mind, we did have the luxury of having this Batec thing attached to the front, so we didn't have to push ourselves.
Yeah.
But we went up and down slopes, curbs, and I must admit, I was very surprised about how we could only go certain places, and, yeah. and this would not have dawned on me, even though I'm 20 years dealing with people with wheelchairs.
An eye-opener, Garrod, you do realise what yeah. I'm going to do now the next time I see you in MMS in Cork. I'm going to bring out my spare chair and I'm going, God, you've been getting away very, very lightly, and I'm going to be running up and down the road with you in my chair going, come on, let's have a race.
I think it's the right thing to do.
It is 1,000% the right thing to do, and it's good that you're spearheading this and leading the way with that kind of thinking, because I think if more organisations did that, I think it would have a much clearer picture. As you say, you're doing this 20 years. This was a brand new experience for you only recently, so it gives you a different perception, a different perspective.
Yes, Yes indeed.
Garrod, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Okay, Rona.
And I have no doubt I'll be speaking to you really, really soon.
Okay, Rona. Listen, talk to everybody above in Dublin. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care. Thank you very much, Garrod.
Thank you, Rona.
Thank you
bye
indeed.
Bye.
Well, that hour just flew by. It always does here on Near FM. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. You are listening to Perceptions, and it is me, Rona Collin, signing off for another week. I'll be back with you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Tuesdays from 3:30 with Perceptions. Take care. Have a gorgeous week, and I'll talk to you all very soon. Bye-bye.